Welcome back to part four of our conversation with Deanna Perry.
And I'll design and really ideate and execute programs and strategic initiatives to really deliver on whatever their vision or strategic goals are. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, currently I'm developing programs to help provide learning and development opportunities to our staff. So, you know, mm-hmm. I'll help do various things, but the goal is to really drive inspiration and curiosity so that we're always competitive. People feel challenged in their roles and they're thriving mm-hmm. in their roles. And then, you know, I'll sometimes partner with different organizations and, you know, help drive awareness, access, and opportunity to communities outside of Amazon to help them stay competitive in this job market as well. So, you know, I'll partner with a lot of marketing and advertising organizations or nonprofits to provide different tools and resources like workshops and panels and internships and mentorships. So that, you know, as they're trying to either graduate or just brush up their skills, they're competitive and, you know, Amazon is top of mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And what are some of the skills or talents that you feel like are most essential to be successful in this field? For somebody who is interested to getting into this field, what should they be working on now to get into the field and be successful?
I would just say being curious is a really big unlock.
Yeah.
And it kind of just goes back to my earlier point about not feeling like you have to have everything figured out. Because yeah. in whatever role that you're in, things change constantly. So you want to have this curious spirit. You should always be learning so that you're always competitive. But being curious, I think, also helps you just enjoy your job. You're bringing so much value to your organization, but to yourself as well. And you're just always being able to upskill and level up in whatever it is you're doing. So that's a big one. And then being okay with ambiguity, especially in today's society, again, things change so quickly. You have to be able to work through the gray
mm-hmm.
And be curious to learn whatever it is you need to learn to get you to where you need to go. And then know that sometimes you may fail and that's okay. That's part of the learning process. But then being resilient, being able yeah. to just quickly learn from your mistakes and move on.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's something that is hopefully changing in the career landscape. Is failure is not necessarily the end of a road.
Right.
It's a learning opportunity. I frequently talk about how failure can sometimes teach us more than success. So if you're in a particular job kind of path and it's not working out well, that's fantastic news, because that means you're kind of done with that path. You're like, I don't like that. And I don't need to look again. Yep. Sometimes with success, you're kind of doing that thing and you're like, oh, I'm doing well in this, but is this really the best I can do? Is this the maximum? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I would actually say, oops, sorry, my dog is barking.
You're all good.
You should try and find the sweet spot between doing something that you're really good at and something that you're passionate about.
Yes.
That's the game changer, because for a long time I was really good at, you know, marketing campaigns and bringing things to life and working with different teams to see things through. But I felt like, okay, I've done this for about 15 years now. What's my next act? How can I challenge myself and do something that maybe I've wanted to do for a very long time and just maybe was afraid to do it because I had been doing this thing for so long? And, you know, like I said, I'm a curious person, lifelong learner. So I wanted to kind of branch out and do something different, which is what I did. And I love it.
Yeah. Wonderful. And that's what, that is the hope to end up in something you love. Unfortunately, we are coming to the end of our time, so I must ask one of my last questions is, before we let you go, do you have any final words of wisdom to impart to our listeners?
Sure. I think, you know, just going back to what we initially discussed, just don't be worried if you're not sure about what you want to do yet. I'm still evolving. And, you know, you should just be a lifelong learner. I would recommend trying out a lot of things earlier on in your career versus later. But, you know, just stay curious, learn and develop throughout your life, and know when to pivot.
Yeah.
Try and find that sweet spot between what you love and what you're good at.
Wonderful. Thank you, Deanna, for joining us on Ask John today. Is there anything in particular you would like to plug before we let you go?
No, I think that's it.
Thank you again for joining us, and thank you to all of our listeners, and fight on. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have a specific topic or question you would like addressed, please fill out the online form at the bottom of the Ask John page. I want to answer your questions. That's why we're doing this whole thing. For more career information, please visit us at dornsife.usc.edu/careerpathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.